Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. We've been talking to Rosemary Pierce, holistic nutritionist, about the wonders of bone broth. So paleo is a really hot thing right now. A lot of people are trying to go paleo. Does this fit into using the bone broths?
Definitely. It's very paleo-friendly. And it would also fit into a keto diet, a ketogenic diet. Now, mind you, it doesn't have the fat, but it doesn't have the carbs. Okay. So once you add the natural fats into the proper ratio, you're quite fine.
Mm-hmm. So actually taking a beef bone broth protein powder is more well-rounded than just taking, say, a protein powder from whey or a protein powder from just one thing. This seems very complex, all the things we're getting in the bone broth.
Right. Well, you know, that's something worth discussing, because when we use a whey protein or even a vegan protein, what we're getting is we're getting a good, if it's a well-rounded, good quality protein, what we're getting is amino acids that build muscle. So it's focused on the essential amino acids that our body needs to build muscle. Now, those are very low in bone broth. What bone broth is high in is the types of amino acids that make collagen. Mm-hmm. So they actually can't be compared as far as one's better than another, because both are needed.
Okay, okay. So the amino acids in the bone broth are the ones that are so healing to the gut lining?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That would be the sort of typical ones would be glycine, proline, and glutamine.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows glutamine as a supplement is very, very good for healing the gut. It's very high in bone broth. Now, these amino acids are considered non-essential. Now, non-essential means that the body can manufacture them, but there's a little caveat in there, because the body doesn't usually manufacture enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't supplement with these amino acids, we have a poor structure, especially as we age. Premature wrinkling is joint issues, problems with our gums. If anybody's having issues with gums, with bleeding or receding gums, it's an indication maybe that there's some infection, you know, maybe they're missing some nutrients, but they could very well be missing the proteins that make up collagen, which is going to keep the healthy structure of their gum. And we know how important the health of the gums are for the all-over body. So it's a good indication that you could need to supplement with collagen, with bone broth, if you've got some gum issues.
Okay, so that would be the glycine that's helping with the any kind of gum issue, keeping the skin firm.
All of the collagen that's found in there. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. There's just so much healing can be done with bone broth. It's amazing.
Yes, it's actually, it's almost like one of these things that's been known for such a long time, but only now sort of rediscovered. Mm-hmm. It's easy to digest. It's full of these health restorative amino acids, and if it's chicken bone broth that you're focused on, it also contains these what we call GAGs. This term GAGs stands for glycosaminoglycans. It's a big word, but people know GAGs, and one of the GAGs you'll know will be hyaluronic acid.
Right.
And lots of people put that on their skin. Why do they put it on their skin? And that's because they want the suppleness, the hydration, the elasticity back.
Or get it injected into their joints.
Yes, that's another way. So if you think of also consuming these gags. And the other ones that people would know would be chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine.
So these all just attract water to hydrate and keep things supple, right?
That's what they do, and they also help form the structure of healthy joints.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say chicken would, though both are restorative to the gut, because they both contain glutamic acid and all of the collagen, it's these gags that you find in chicken that are so supportive for joints. So if you move towards a chicken bone broth, you're looking more for supporting the health of your joints, lubricating them, as you said, and structurally making them strong. Or if they're breaking down, then you're going to help the body to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got in the Prairie Naturals line now, they've come up with the dry bone broth of chickens and beef. How would you take it to make it delicious and make you want to take it every day?
Well, first of all, let me say that last summer I started researching this for Prairie, and we were very lucky to be able to find, because there's not many around, an organic USD certified or in the U.S. Organic bone broth.
Okay.
So, and also one where I could get the heavy metal testing to show that it was not contaminated. So that's a big step in guaranteeing the quality of the product.
Mm-hmm.
So the bone broth itself is a light powder. And it's very soluble, meaning it doesn't fall to the bottom and it mixes in. It takes a little bit to mix. It's kind of like if you were making gravy, you know, you take a little bit to get it in, but once you get it in, it's totally mixed. A very little taste. For most people, they'll say there's no taste. If you're highly sensitive, you might pick up a bit of taste, but it can be added to so many things. I actually put it in my coffee.
Really?
You can
and you don't notice it in your coffee? You use the beef bone broth in the coffee?
I have both, and I go between both, because I find that I want the benefits of both. I'm not willing to kind of just have one and not the other. But yeah, so it could be mixed in a protein shake. You can almost bury it in anything. You could have it just straight as well. But what I suggest is, if you're putting it in a cup, put it in a small amount of water, let it kind of dissolve, and then fill your glass up with water. Just because the powder is fine. There, it's a very fine, no grit at all to it. And as I said, you can bury it in things very easily. Just takes a minute, the way it would if you're making gravy, to get it mixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, putting it in your coffee once a day, so are you putting like a whole scoop in, or like a tablespoon? And is that enough to supplement you for the whole day to improve your collagen strength in your body?
Well, a serving of one scoop, which is a serving, is a 15 gram.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending, it's over 90% protein, depending on which one it is. So you're getting a fairly good amount of protein. Yet if a person is really working on the health of, let's say, their gums, they might do that a couple of times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something that would support it. If you're adding it as a supplement to support the all over health of your body, probably one scoop a day would do it. You could easily bury half a scoop in a cup of coffee.
Okay. And you don't notice at all.
Put oils, right?
Yeah.
I do the sort of the butter coffee idea, where grass-fed butter goes in, and MCT oil. So, and lots of other neat things. Like we have a Prairie, we have fermented turmeric powder, and I love that in there too. So you can really take coffee and make it very healthy if you want.
Yes, that's right. Say I had IBS and I was trying to use the beef bone broth with the amino acids in to heal the gut lining. So lots of glutamine. Would it be okay to use it like 3 or 4 times a day, just every time I got hungry to heal the gut?
If there should be no issues with diarrhea. I would just do it to the place that it felt comfortable for you. If oftentimes people can do even a bone broth fast, mm-hmm. where that's all that they would do. It's not necessarily something I'm recommending because I think something like that should have a health practitioner that's knowledgeable in that, especially if you have a condition. Now remember, IBS has also got other components to it, and it's up in the small intestine. Mm-hmm. If there's any inflammation there in the lining, that's going to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a improper mix in your normal gut flora, in your microbiome, then you would have to do complement that with other things. But as a part of a healthy program, yes. And also for other types of inflammation, IBD, irritable bowel disease of mm-hmm. different types, it would be a really supportive healing component to help the cells. Now, how does, you know, and really you could use either chicken or bone or beef bone broth for that, because they both contain the glutamine and they have the glycine as well. So the amino acid glycine is another one that's extremely valuable, and it also helps to produce glutathione, which is a very important detoxifying agent. It supports the liver. So there's so many things that benefits you're going to get from
glycine. Actually, wouldn't it act as a neurotransmitter with calming effects as well?
Absolutely.
Like, wouldn't it actually make you feel a little calmer?
That's right. Wow. And then if we know the connection between gut health and the brain health, it makes perfect sense that if you're working with both ends, let's say if a person is experiencing some depression or different types of anxiety, for example, mm-hmm. often health practitioners will also treat the gut.
Right.
So if you're treating the gut and the whole intestinal system with bone broth, you also have the presence of glycine, which is balancing brain chemistry and supporting brain health as well.
Well, this sounds like a beautiful way to go, just to have the powdered bone broth. It's wonderful if you can make your own soups and stews and boil the bones. What should we do if we're boiling the bones ourselves? 24 hours, isn't it?
Well, it just depends on how you're doing it. You know, there's a pressure cooker. There's also slow cooking. There's on the stove cooking. So one would have to go in and just study it a bit, mm-hmm. see, because it varies. It varies by the type of bone, by the type of method that you're using. Definitely would say that I still cook up bones, but what I'm doing now is I'm also fortifying it with my powders.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Rosemary, you're just a wealth of information. It's been wonderful to have you on the show today, and I hope we get you back soon.
Thank you very much. It's been great, and I hope you've got a couple of healthy bone broth with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a go after talking to you today. They sound really good. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tanisha Shani.